In this chapter, the Gyanjo Koan, a Dogen really points at some important aspects for us to know about Buddhism. And I would like to try to say something concise and modern, contemporary about the various paragraphs we have done and the a few that we will be looking at. And so, to start with, he mentions that humanity is stuck with opposites or in opposites. We think in opposites. And the agent who is involved in opposites is the self. And so once our self is out of the way, opposites are simply form or sound or feeling, but not in opposition of others. It's just an appearance, which is not very substantial. So we will no longer think, hold on to, for example, realization and delusion. And then practicing the Buddhist way, it is not done by our will or our effort. We think we use our will and our effort, but how could a self know what dropping itself is? And the Buddhas are therefore, they are not conscious of being a Buddha. I think conscious is better than aware, because awareness is always present. But they cannot identify themselves as Buddha because they're free of identification. Now, the opposites that he speaks about, human beings cling to their various sense experiences. And we identify with it. So they are different, and there are opposites within those. But as long as we are clinging, we cannot actually see that what we think we are, it's partial. So when we believe in the opposites, then we see only one side, because you only can believe in joy when there is joy. You can then not experience the opposite, sadness. So he says, when one side is in the light, we can clearly experience and see it. The other one is in darkness, this inner shadow. And to study Buddhism, of course, is to study clinging. To study clinging, or you can say in a more modern word, identification with our body and mind. And other people's body and mind. We see them a special way, a specific way. Oh, that person is that. But when we can question ourselves, our beliefs, when we can question the opposites, then we can free ourselves. Then we forget ourselves and are enlightened by all things, all people, the whole universe. Now, when that happens, there will be, if we describe it as enlightenment at a special time, there will be also a time after. And the traces of our experience of enlightenment, they tend to fade. However, even faded, the impact will have a long duration and cannot be pointed at or understood by us. And then the famous quote of Dogen about when we begin searching for the truth, we are separate of it. But when we are shown it, when we are passed on this shared reality, this universal reality, we will abide in, you can say the formless source, various original state is sometimes translated. So when we start, we cannot help experiencing the opposites, and we are searching. But when we are shown it, then there is no longer any separation, and the searching stops. And here, Dogen uses an image which is very useful, I find. When riding in a boat, we may think that the coast, that the shore, is moving. I don't know, most of you have been on a boat. And especially when you do a longer journey or you're sailing along a shore, then there is the impression that the shore is moving. In an airplane, you can also have that sense that the shore, actually the earth is moving. But of course, when you are sitting where you are now, you can see, no, it's not the shore that moves. It's the boat. It's the boat that puts in energy, plows along. And he compares that to the way we look at the world. Because we may think that we are some kind of a still point and the world is moving. We may feel therefore quite separate. And this may be strengthening our sense of separation and solidity. But when we see it's this world is not separate, all things are part of the vibrancy of life and the universe, then the separation, the sense of separation and solidity drops. So next time we can continue with the image of the wood, the firewood, and the ashes.